in recent years, we've changed from regular postal mail to email for newsletters and various ways to communicate with growers. And growers have done a tremendous job in transferring from postal mail to regular to email. And so a lot of them check their email on a daily basis now.
And that, I think your study said, that's probably the most preferred way to get information is email now. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. They prefer email this time.
And what did you find on some other things like cell phones? They're pretty ubiquitous now. Almost every grower uses a cell phone.
Yes, sir. Growers, a lot of them have cell phones, and we asked if they would be interested in text messaging, and they said they would be. So we are going to be looking into those options in the future.
And, of course, on their smartphones, they can also get emails.
Yes, sir. A lot of those who have smartphones, if they purchase the plan, they can check their email right from their phone.
You ask them about social media. I don't think too many of them are wild about it.
Well, the younger generations liked Facebook, and with Twitter and LinkedIn, neither one of those were popular with the industry. But as the age progressed on Facebook, the less people were on it. So it was more of a younger generation for Facebook.
Would you be more inclined to use some different types of communication or more of what you're already doing?
We have created a Facebook page. It's called UF IFAS Citrus Extension, and it is there for growers who are interested and are on Facebook. If they're not on Facebook, they can create an account and go on, and we post reminders of events that are coming up, and we're also posting pictures of events.
And, of course, I know you're already using email. You might think more about text messaging into the future.
Yes, sir. I've gotten information on it, and I'll be sharing that with the agents, and we'll take it from there.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.